Welcome back to State of Belief Radio, everyone. I'm Welton Gaddy. Well, maybe it wasn't quite at the level of waiting for a new pope to be elected, but much of the world was aware that a potential heir to the throne of England was due to be born last week, when the first son of the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge finally arrived, it's natural that there was great celebration. Taking part in that celebration with his unique take was Rabbi Simcha Weinstein, who published an article titled, "Let's Hear It for the Boy," and he's here now to talk about some of his thoughts. Simcha, welcome back to State of Belief Radio.
It's great to be on the show, and a big mazel tov.
You make some really interesting observations about young Prince George's lineage, so let's just start right there.
Well, you know, according to some of the commentators, and I read an article a couple of years ago by the noted Macha lawyer, Alan Dershowitz, there does seem to be some Jewish lineage in the Middleton family, and also in the late Princess Diana's family. Although I have noticed that the palace genealogists have been quick to dismiss this.
I see.
As a rabbi, and especially growing up in England on the other side of the pond, I mean, today I live in sunny Brooklyn, but I am English and I grew up in England. You know, we really grew up with tremendous respect for the royal family, and there is a tradition in Judaism of saying blessings when we are in the presence of royalty and of government. We really look to the monarchy because they are the closest thing, you know, that we come to in our day-to-day life to the ultimate King of Kings, to the Almighty. So we really have tremendous respect and affinity towards the monarchy. I mean, in England, in every prayer book, there is a prayer that we bless the Queen. We bless the Queen that she should deal favorably and justly with matters concerning the Jewish people and matters concerning the state of Israel. Uh-huh. So we really do, you know, we try to find favor in her heart because she has, you know, so much power and so much authority.
Your latest book, entitled The Case for Children, Why Parenthood Makes Your World Better. So it's only natural that you've been spending a lot of time, I guess, thinking about these issues. How do you think baby George is going to make things better for the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge?
Well, you know, we're trying to keep up with the House of Cambridge. You know, the closest thing we have in America is I guess, the Kardashians, unfortunately. So I think it really gives inspiration. I think that Kate Middleton is really a woman of her time. She's 31. The late Diana was 20 when she first had William. So she's really a woman of the time. She's more educated. She had a child later on in life, as many more women do today. I think she really mirrors the society that she's part of. I thought it was interesting that it was actually William who put the car seat in the car. He got in, he drove off there. They tried to be very relatable. They're really mm-hmm. a 21st century couple, even though, you know, he did drive off himself to the palace, you know, not to the two-bedroom apartment like I have in Brooklyn. So, you know, they do have a slightly different life. But I hope that will inspire young couples to take on the awesome responsibility of parenthood. It is difficult. It's not easy. You know, when the baby cries at 4 o'clock in the morning and there's feedings and you're tired and you're stressed. But I hope that this couple will really, you know, light a spark and a flame in the hearts of couples all over the world. And that does seem to be happening. I see in England there is this baby fever. Many couples have actually held off naming their children. And now we're seeing the name George just suddenly shot up to the most popular British name at the moment.
Rabbi Weinstein, I have to ask you, did you intend to be in London when this happened?
No, I'm in Brooklyn. I did not. I was a little bit offended because apparently all of the monarchs actually are circumcised. So nobody asked me to perform the Brit Mila, the circumcision. I have a good plethora of rabbi jokes that are very apropos to circumcision, but nobody asked me. But I am excited, although I have to be honest, Welton, I did feel a little bit guilty because last week I did become a citizen of the United States of America.
Oh, my gosh. Congratulations.
So I'm a little bit split in my loyalty.
Yeah. Well, you write that the royal baby might help make parenthood more fashionable Did you write that tongue-in-cheek, or could there actually be some truth in that?
Yeah, I think absolutely. I mean, I think within, you know, popular culture, parenthood is never looked at as desirable or sexy. You never see, you know, James Bond suddenly stop a mission to go pick up the kids from preschool. But I really hope that this child will ignite an excitement. I think that they are a good-looking couple. They're a young couple. They seem very clearly in love. And they look very good, very happy, very content together. I really hope this will be an inspiration to many, many couples.
Simca, I thought the last few sentences of your article were really important. You write about every child being a king and the promise every birth brings.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I really believe that, you know, every child is royalty and every child is a king. You know, and this little child that they brought home has no idea the magnitude of his being, and he's really an open book. And just like every child has the power, has the ability to change the world. And, you know, we look at the world, innovation is really a young man's game. So I'm hoping that, you know, we will see populations increase, and that this increased population will bring an increased blessing. It says in the Talmud that every baby is born with bread in their basket, that everyone has a blessing, everyone has something to contribute. And we shouldn't be afraid of the cost and the stress, because I ultimately really believe the benefits will outweigh them in the end.
Rabbi Simca Weinstein is a best-selling author who's been voted New York's hippest rabbi. He chairs the Religious Affairs Committee at Pratt Institute, and his latest book is The Case for Children, Why Parenthood Makes Your World Better. Thank you for being with us again on State of Belief Radio.
God bless you. Thank you. And I enjoy our dialogues, and I look forward to our future dialogues.
Well, that's all the time we have for this week's show. State of Belief Radio is made possible in part by the generous donations of listeners like you. Please visit us online at stateofbelief.com and consider making a financial contribution to us today. Would help. We'll use it wisely to keep State of Belief on the air and to expand the reach of this program at a time when so few voices representing an inclusive, respectful approach to interreligious dialogue seem to exist. stateofbelief.com is also where you can find out more about the show. Hear extended interviews, watch in-studio videos, read transcripts, and sign up for our podcasts. You'll find more information about the topics discussed on this week's show and resources to help bring State of Belief to radio stations near you. Stay in touch with us, please, throughout the week. Use Facebook and Twitter. Contact information is available at stateofbelief.com, including the toll-free listener line, 800-856-0277. We encourage you to tell others about this show and encourage them to listen. And join us next week for more stories from the intersection of religion, government, and politics. Until then, you all take care of each other. I'm Welton Gaddy. That's State of Belief.